Hallelujah. Amen. This morning we have a topic that says the sign of the end time. Amen. The sign of the end time. Praise the Lord. I want you to be focused. May the Lord give you attention in this message.
What is A and Amen? It says, the whole heaven and earth will pass away.
Praise the Lord. But the word of God can never pass away. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? God is invisible. His word is also invisible. The signs of the end time. We should design the signs of the time. We should know the signs of the time, knowing that the time is at hand. Amen? Knowing that this is the end. This is injury time. Difficult time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But devil touching the heart of man. They don't want to know. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Let's open Matthew chapter 16, verse 3. Are you there? Matthew 16, 3. We should design the signs of the time. You're supposed to know. You should know.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 3.
And it says,
in the morning, today, it will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast.
In the morning, people knows how the sky is, how the weather is. They design it, they know about it in the morning. Praise the Lord. Am I coming again? They know all about in the morning how blue, how the weather changes, how the cloud comes. They design it. Praise the Lord.
You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky.
Everybody knows how to interpret how the star comes and now go by. How the sun rises and also goes down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
But you cannot interpret the signs of the time.
You cannot interpret the signs of the end time. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when you begin to see what you have not seen before, what you are not hearing before, all the things that are going right now, we see how things are moving today, here on the earth, even in Nigeria here. Then see all the things that Jesus has said, they have all come to pass. And how ready are you? Because Bible said, when we are seeing all these things coming, that we know that the time of Jesus is coming. The time of his coming is near. Praise the Lord. So how ready are you preparing? You see how people are dying today. Praise the Lord. Once pastor saw this, then the pastor was preaching. As I'm preaching, another man is interpreting. Death came. Just like before the man interpreted, do each drop a death. Amen. In the pulpit. Hallelujah. Am I talking to someone? I saw the video, they sent it in the big church the man was preaching. That's how death visited. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What am I saying? What we are seeing today is the sign of the end time. What we are hearing today is the time of the end time. How ready are you? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Am I talking to Some people take it, doesn't concern me.
Amen.
Jesus said that I will come like a thief. Praise the Lord. How ready are you? Do you want to go back to hellfire? You have suffered here on the earth, and you are preparing to go to hellfire. God forbid. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to someone? Many Christians are taking the gospel as a joke. They are taking all this word of God as a joke. Many warnings are coming. Okay, let's go ahead. You will see, you will hear something. I want us to open Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 to 14. What should be the sign of the coming and of the end of the world? We want to see it in Matthew. Amen? Am I talking to somebody? Where you will see it is in Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 to 4. What should be the sign of the coming and of the end of the world? That's what the disciples asked Jesus. He began to explain to them. Amen? We want to know the sign. Go ahead.
Matthew 24, verse 24, and it says, Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its evidence. Do you see all these things? He asked. I tell you the truth. No one stone here will be left on another.
Jesus told them, you see all these things, even the mansion, the building of the church that we are building today. All your castles and every other thing. He said, I tell you the truth, you will not see them when the time comes. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Those things will be off. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? All those things shall not be permanent. It shall not remain. All the things that you are seeing today, when you go to church, you see how they, you know, do it. You go to mosque, you see how they build it and, you know, use tithes and everything. Instead, all the things that you see. Amen? Jesus answered that. Go ahead.
Everyone will be thrown down.
All of them will be thrown down. It will be left. Go ahead.
As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what
we want to know when these things will happen. When it will continue doing, when it will begin. We want to know when it will start. Go ahead.
And what will be the sign of your coming?
And what is the sign? These disciples asking questions. And what will be the sign of your coming? Tell us.
And of the age of the end of the age.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you.
Watch out! Don't let anyone to deceive you. Don't let anyone to deceive you. That's the first thing that they answer them. And that word is coming to you this morning. Don't let anyone to deceive you. Don't let anyone is anyone. Don't let your children to deceive you. Don't let your husband to deceive you. Don't let your wife to deceive you. Don't let your parents to deceive you. Anyone can be anyone. Don't let them to deceive you. Amen? Am I talking to somebody? Give your heart, give your ear to this message. Amen? Am I talking to somebody? Don't let anyone to deceive you. Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
For many will come in my name.
Many will come in my name. We have many pastors. We have prophets. We have apostles. We have evangelists. We have teachers. They will come in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But be very careful. Amen? Be very careful. Test the spirit that is teaching you. The spirit that is prophesying to you. Test them. Jump the law. Stand in 1 John chapter 4. The test that spirit before you can abide. Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
Plainly, I am the Christ. I will deceive many.
Many will come in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and deceive many. And deceive many. Jesus is warning. Go ahead.
You will hear of wars.
You will hear of wars. And which we are hearing today. Russia and the Ukraine, they are on war right now. Other countries, they are still on war. And more wars are coming. This prophecy that comes out from the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have seen all these things fulfilling. Praise the Lord. We have seen them coming. Devil will tell you to ignore these things. They are rubbish. But it's coming to pass. Amen. Go ahead.
And rumors of wars.
And rumors of wars.
But see to it that you are not alarmed.
Don't make sure that you abide yourself on it or try to click on it. Hallelujah. Don't follow any rumors. If there are something I will teach this year this morning, then the children of God go and tell them what to say in the order to say it's a rumor. Praise the Lord. What we say is what we hear. Amen. It's not what you hear from other people. That's the rumor. Amen. Whatever that happens here on earth, there's something people will say. What we are looking is from horses' mouths. Immediately I come out of the office, I told them, please, that kind of way, let's put it, so that we can all have judgment. Praise the Lord. So that judgment of God will not fall upon us. What we are looking is from horses' mouths. We get this person, yes, the husband said it, or the wife said it, or the relations stand and testify, this is what happened. Praise the Lord. We can hold it and talk. Praise the Lord. But once it comes on net, once it comes off, people will be saying about it, you join them. Bible said, don't follow multitude to bring false accusation. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. Because there will be rumors. Emotionally be going up and down. Go ahead.
Such things must happen.
All those things must surely happen.
But the end is still to come.
The end has not come. We have seen hardship today, suffering, difficulties in families, in every other places. We have seen famine. Amen. People, no food, no water, things are very expensive and costly today. Go to the market, you see the things that you used to buy, 30 naira, 40 naira is now waiting to 1,000 something. Amen. He said, when you have seen all these things, the end has not come. This one is a small one. This one is a what? Small one. Many things are happening today. You see kids shedding innocent blood anyhow. People didn't come, you know, other people, human beings. They take them as a chicken. Amen? Treat them like animals. That's what is happening today. It's the sign of the end time. Amen? They will enter one village and clear the whole village. It's the sign of the end time. Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
Nation will rise against nation.
Nation will rise against nation. And that's what we are seeing today. Other nation has come to Nigeria. Rise against nation. Praise the Lord. All the things that Christ said, that's what we are seeing. It's true. The prophecy has come to pass. Go ahead. And it has not finished.
And kingdom against kingdom.
Kingdom against kingdom.
There will be famines.
There will be famines which we are sparing you. You explain it. Me too. We are the same thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are seeing famine. No food. When the food is there, money to buy it is problem. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said it and we are seeing it. That is the sign of the end time. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, devil is hurting our heart. It's just the time of Noah. Noah, he was preaching, nobody was preaching, until the thing. God came by force.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when they see Noah carrying the family entering into the boat, then they say, yeah, this is serious. So when they see, before they will see the cloud fill everywhere, then rain started. And all the good people died. Praise the Lord. It's only Noah and the family escaped. In the one of Sodom and Gomorrah, God said Abraham was interceding, pleading to God, please, how can the righteous stand with the wicked? He said, Abraham, I know you are my friend. If I can get 5 people, if I can get 50 people out of the whole people, then no problem. He couldn't get 50. He now entered to 30, no 30. He entered to 10, no 10. 5, no way. Hallelujah. He didn't get people. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? So is God calling Abraham, listen? And Abraham said, okay, what of my brother and the family? Lot. That's how Lot and the family was what? Saved. Praise the Lord. Many are called, but few are chosen. All these things that you see, it's just very few that will make it that day. Amen? Very few people. When I was at a wedding, the God gave me a revelation. I was afraid in that revelation. I saw multitudes entering into the earth. Because God knows that if you bring the hell nearer to me, I may scream on that tree. He kept me apart. I stand on the side of the bush. And then he showed me power. The thing was like garbage. Then people will go and roll up down and go down again. Then you see big roads as I express. People are walking. Crowd multitudes that are going, they are going toward the empire. They will reach and they step down. They now enter into heaven. Amen. Then when I saw that one, I was afraid God removed it and showed me a narrow road. Very beautiful. Fine, tight. Then showed me very far, big gate that from earth to heaven. Amen. All that I see is husband and wife. Another one is a little boy that was riding bicycle going toward them. And once you reach the gate in open, they will enter. Throughout the minutes or some minutes that God gave me there, what I saw, what I counted is 4 people. I entered the gate. Amen. It's a revelation. Am I talking to someone? How ready are you? How are you preparing to make heaven? Jesus said in John chapter 14, I will come again to take you. Amen. I'm going to prepare a home. I am coming back again to take you. Are you ready for him to come and take you? Praise the Lord. That's the question. Hallelujah. Read. Let's just try to pray.
An earthquake in various places. All these are the beginnings of birth pains.
Earthquakes, you have heard about, if you have never seen, then you have heard through net, through news, earthquake and every other thing. Praise the Lord. We have heard. We have seen. In television, we have seen. They are showing us. Earthquake, where earthquake happens. Praise the Lord. All these things are the signs of the end. Go ahead.
Then you will be handed over to be persecuted.
They will hand you over. That's, we are experiencing that one here in Nigeria. They have handed us over to our enemies. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This time around, every night, if you are awake, you are hearing God. Amen? Because they have now, the authorities of this Nigeria have handed over to our enemies. Amen? And that's what is happening today. They will hand you over to your enemy. They persecute you, they will deal with you, they will destroy and they will. Go ahead. All these things are the prophecies, and this is the signs of the end. Go ahead.
And put to death.
And put you to death. And put them to death. Go ahead.
And you will be hated by all nations.
You will be rejected or hated by all nations. People will hate you. And that's because we belong to Christ. And that's why they hated us. Because for this Christ's sake, we are worshipping him, people hate us. The whole nation will hate you. Amen? Praise the Lord. All these things are the signs of the end. Christ prophesied all these things. And because the disciples asked him, how will we know the signs of the end? How will we know the time when you are coming back? He was telling them. Amen? When you have seen all these things, know that my coming is near. Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
And that time, many will turn away from faith.
Many will turn away from faith. Discouraged. Sometimes they said, church will hear nothing. COVID-19, that was last 2 years ago. I know. They said COVID-19 with a flood the whole church. Amen? Nobody allowed to go to church. Why? You fall away from the faith. Praise the Lord. They made you to fall away from the faith. Praise the Lord. Even up to now, hardship, difficulties that people are in the faces have made them to fall away from faith. Some say they will not come to church. They have never eaten since last night. Amen? Some say we don't have money, transport money to come to church. Amen? They are falling away from the faith. That's the signs of the end. Go ahead.
And will betray and hate each other.
Yeah?
And will betray and hate
you'll
each other.
You will be betrayed. Uh-huh.
And many false prophets will appear.
We have seen it. Many churches today. Different churches. They came in the name of our Lord Jesus. Many prophets today. They came in the name of our Lord Jesus. When you go, before you finish this conversation, you see many churches. Many of them is not of God. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Jesus warned. He said, don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let anyone to use church to deceive you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. All these churches that you have seen today, many is just very few. And for God. Ministers that you are seeing today is not very few because Christ has said it. He said there will be false teachers, false prophets, false pastors. They are deceiving many today. Hallelujah. And many have sold their soul, their conscience to the devil. Many Christians today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read.
And deceive many people. Because
they will come, those prophets will come and deceive many people. They will come with their churches and deceive many people. Amen? Am I talking to somebody?
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
One I saw is still in my phone up to now. One church, the pastor called the woman or the lady outside and said, remove all your clothes, remove. He said, the beads that the woman wear, he said that bead that they will call it something, he said that's what is, preventing her not to conceive. He said, also you teach them, you see, the woman lie on near the altar, the man lays upon her. Am I talking, it's still in this room, like, they open it and show it to you. Is it church? Is it prophet? Is it teacher? What are they teaching the congregation? Amen? Am I talking to somebody? That's the kind of thing that we are facing today. That's end time. End time. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see where pastor was removing part of a woman. The woman would look and say, I want to anoint you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because the woman is looking for fragrance. He wants to anoint the private part. Is he able? Is he a pastor?
No.
Is he that place? Is he church?
No.
Praise the Lord. May God help us.
Amen.
Am I talking to someone?
Yes,
sir. Read.
Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But he...
Because of wickedness that is happening today, many, the love of many will make cold. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Because of the wickedness. Go ahead. You see a church member, he will turn against you. Then that love will come down. Amen. You see a church member, he stops greeting you. You see a church member speaking against you, sitting down, gossiping against you. When you have it, the love will grow cold. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
Because it was not so in the beginning. It's for you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. But the neighbor change and begin to speak against the neighbor. Judging against the neighbor. You see your church member, he will carry malice, unforgiveness against you. All these things are the signs of the end. Amen? While we stay in church, we are hearing about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Love one another. Forgive one another. Exhort one another. Help one another. But we don't do it. Rather, we use wickedness to follow ourselves. Then the love will grow cold. Go ahead.
But he who stands firm to the end will be saved.
But in all these things that are seen, he that endures, amen, will be saved. Am I talking to somebody? I think that's the main point. He that endures in all these things, you don't fall away from the faith, you don't fall away from the Lord, you keep on holding your faith, standing looking unto Jesus. He said that person will be saved. Amen. Many fall away today because they don't have money. They fall away from the Lord. They fall away from their faith. No more. They turn away their back from God. They are not listening to God because they have no money. Because, you know, there are challenges in their life. There are difficulties in their life. Then they now turn their back from God. Why must I serve God? Amen. There's one story that Ebuka gave when he was teaching. Praise the Lord. The woman stopped going to the church for 8 years because of what? The problem that she has with family. Praise the Lord. If you're a believer, you cannot stop it. Hallelujah. There's no way you can stop. What is that thing that will separate you from the love of God? We read scripture. Amen? That's why he said if you endure for all the things, you'll be saved. It must surely come. And that's the end time that we are talking about. If you are having challenges in your family, that's the thing, because the devil came for your love to grow cold. Amen? For you to turn away from the Lord. There's nothing. Let me tell you the truth. Nothing but the truth. There are some people that will suffer throughout the year and the earth when they reach heaven. Amen? They get their rewards. Am I talking to someone?
Yes,
you suffer. Lazarus died actually in the Bible. He suffered everything. He was eating even the crops that comes from the rich man's family. He picked up the pieces of rice and put it in his mouth. He doesn't have doctor, but what is his doctor? A dog. Amen. Coming every morning to lick the salt. Amen. Dressing the salt with his tongue. Amen. Hallelujah. But when you suffer, when the rich man died and Lazarus died, what happened? The rich man saw Lazarus sitting in the right hand of Abraham. He called. He cried to him, please help me. Don't mind what you are suffering. That's why Jesus said, if you can endure, amen, you'll be saved. If you don't get it here on the earth, you get it what? Even in heaven is best. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
So endure. If you can endure, seeing all these things and endure, you continue holding your faith, continue following Christ. Without going back, you will be saved. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to someone?
Yes.
Finally, let me run off. There are so many things, something, I'll show you just 20. If not, I'm not reached up to that 20 because of our time. Amen. There are 20 things that these signs that brings to us for our own personal life and also for Christians' life. I will show you just a few of them. So I will now tell you this is the end time. This is end time. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Those things, they are things that God hates most. And that thing that God hates is what I want to show you. Amen? Included in the signs, the end time, for church only, they will see. You will see it right now through the light. Praise the Lord. Number one, Bible talk about tattoo. And we see people doing it today. Amen? And Bible said about worldly haircuts. Amen? Am I talking to somebody? There are some people that like to cut their hair somehow. And they come here and shave it and carve it. Amen? Bible condemns it. And God hates it. Can we turn with me in Leviticus chapter 19? Leviticus chapter 19. All these things shows the end time because God knows that this thing must surely be. He knows. And that's why it was written, God spoke to the prophet, the old prophet, they now put it in Bible. Because God knows that most surely come. When it says about tattoos, then see some people, they will draw snake, they draw scorpion, they will draw something at their body, at their back, at their chest. You see their waist. They draw a lot of things. God knew. He knew before he created heaven and earth. He knew that those things will come. And once you begin to see those things in the body of the... You know that this is the sign of the end time. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to someone? Are you there, Leviticus? Are you with me? Leviticus chapter 19, read verse 27 and 28.
And it says, do not cut the hair at the size of your head. Or clip Do not cut the hair at the size of your head.
Have you seen the one they come here, they go around and go around and begin to carve it somehow. Thou shalt not do that. That's what God says. Go ahead.
Or clip off the edge of your beard. Do not cut your body for the dead.
Do not cut your body. Tattoo. Amen. I reach village. This one that I traveled, I see my younger brother's son. When he removed his shirt, he was sweeping color for me. So he there was heat on him. He removed his shirt. I saw something. Thank you. Come. Praise the Lord. What is this? So that is Nakashu. So Kashu just rise and come on your hand and place here and give you mass. So the mother said that he went and used Kashu, the work of Kashu, and begin to carve that thing on her hands. Amen? With the pens that it cost me. I said, do you know what this is? You are giving a mark of a peace in your life. Amen? The Spirit of God cannot be in you once you see this, because it's written. Tattoo. You see all these people that are him, see all their body. They don't know what they are doing. Already they have gone up from God. So God knew. Before God spoke to the prophet, before they put it in Bible. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Are you there? Have you finished?
Or put tattoo marks on yourself. So.
Hallelujah. Then the world call it tattoo. What is the Bible call it? Jesus? Is it not the same?
Yes.
Hallelujah. May God open our eyes. If God said, I don't want this, don't do it. He knew that this thing, that devil will bring it to people. He begin to warn from the word of God. He begin to warn you not to do that. Let's go to another one. I just want to choose from one. I mean, a few ones. Amen. Another one is talking about, please women, make me not kill you. The word of God, I care.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Another one said, earrings and chain. Amen. Hearing, that's something I want to show you here. I'm not me, I don't condemn it, but the word of God has said it. And that's the one problem with ministers today. They will not align, they will not say, I don't want to offend my members. I don't want them to run away from my church. And that's the reason why they hold it. Say, when you mention hearings and chants, then members will run away. Then pastors speak the truth and hold the truth today. What we see, that one man I was talking there for today, I said, when you get this thing that used to be in the body of dogs, what's the...
Tick.
Praise the Lord. When you bring it from, if you know that dog is your bed, when you bring it from out from the body, you show that this is what is biting you. You show the dog. The dog will try to collect it from your mouth, to destroy it. Am I talking to someone? So it's you that is disturbing me all the time. All the time they do like this. So he will try to lose one of the teeth and then bite it well. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? If somebody didn't bring it out from the body of the dog, I show you the dog will not know what is biting. So that's how we are. Pastors will bring the word, and that's what God commanded them. Go and eat what I have torn on fire and give it to my people. He now called Ezekiel and said, open your mouth. Ezekiel opened mouth. He carried the word of God and put his mouth and said, go out. Go and speak. He called Jeremiah and said, Jeremiah, whenever you are speaking, don't look people's words. Amen. Tell them what I said. And that's what I'm telling you. Many ministers are holding it today. People will run away from my ministry. They will come out. You can go. I've said the truth. And God will save me. Praise the Lord. You that rejected the truth is you and the God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Am I talking to somebody? Okay, let me show you. If it is there, we can finish. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 16 to 26. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah 3, verse 16 to 26. 16.
And it says,
The Lord
said,
the Lord said,
the woman of Zion,
mm-hmm.
are happy.
Who are the women of Zion? It's you people.
Walking along with outstretched neck.
See our ladies today. Those people. And when they are walking, watch their neck. That's what Bible says. Bible cannot lie. Their neck, they will be watching. Amen. Watch their step. That's what Bible is trying to tell. Am I talking to someone?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. They want people that way. You know, notice them, amen, with that step and with their upset neck, they will be looking who will say, Paul, amen, watch it. So Bible knows everything before he created. Go ahead.
Blessing with their eyes.
Blessing with their eyes, look it. Who will call me now? Amen. Am I talking to somebody? It's true. Who called me? And when they see that one will carry heat, if it is motor that carry heat, they say, this one is hot echo. Amen? But what we are looking is the air condition, the one that will cool them.
They'll
just pretend that they don't
stop. So right
down,
sir.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
Until then, that devil says, he don't stop. Praise God. Go ahead.
Trooping along with mighty steps.
You see their steps? Watch. Bible knows all it is. Go ahead.
With ornaments, jingling.
With ornaments.
Jingling on your ankles.
You see, how many of you have seen the one they put now? Chain. Of the Kayamata. That's the thing. The Bible says they put it on their legs, on their ankles. They move with it. Go ahead.
Therefore, the Lord will bring souls on the heads of the women of Zion. The Lord will make their calves bowed. In that day,
you know, he said in that day, the day of their death, go to mortuary right now. There's one woman, one of our members there, Mamu Okechi. That's where I experienced that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I followed them to the hospital. When they called me, I rushed to General Hospital. They are not there. The doctor called me that they are in, what do you call it, St. Gerard. I moved there, getting there. Even the doctor, as they saw, they didn't know, the last one didn't know that she had already passed away. They left her in that gulf there, looking for doctor. Amen? So when I came, then I asked of her, then they said the driver took her down there. They didn't know where the driver took her. Then my spirit said, go to mortuary. Amen? I moved towards that mortuary, which they saw the call. I now see the driver said, where is the mortgage? And I opened the car. He's dead. The driver said that he doesn't want to tell the church children. So when I came, I said, I don't have money. Let me go and withdraw money to deposit her in the mortuary, because all her daughters is got around. The grown-up one is at Lagos, and the other one is Abuja. So the son is at the village. So now what I did, then I now stand. I don't know their meeting, village meeting, their chairman of business. But I have to deposit her in the business. So, you know what surprised me? When the mortuary attendant come after paying, they came, carry her, register the mortuary, they come out the rings, the necklace, they come out everything in her leg. And then, they what place again, they remove her clothes immediately and carry her like just as they are throwing this in broom in another person, another body, just on top of that body, the woman like, with neck. That's what my wife, this place is trying to tell us. He said, that day, all these things will be marked. Amen? That week, they used to put, they will put it out. Because they make God, they say, God, this color of the hair that you put for me, I don't like it. That day, God will say, oh yeah, carry him now. No, carry him. They will throw the mortuary attendant will remove it. Amen? And he packed those things and came to me again. Oh, just put her back. So I put her back. Then they change. They read. I just put my hand. See, look at it. What is mine? Amen? What is all this beautification? What is it? It ended in mortal. Praise the Lord. They don't mind. When they go to mortuary, see, that's where you reason and see them and say, hey, all these things that I'm doing is rubbish. Amen? Am I talking to somebody? It's that day that I shouted at the head. This good woman, all this mortuary, they kept her immediately, remove her clothes. Amen? And then they carry one black person like tarpaulin and cover. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Please! This world is nothing. Man is nothing. Whatsoever that are doing, do everything to the glory of God. Beautify yourself to the glory of God. Dress to the glory of God. Bible said in 1 Corinthians, he said, whatsoever we are doing, let us do it to the glory of God. Yes, nothing man is. When all this running is coming, yes, the word of God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Today, women have turned their hair. You will see white, you will see red, you will see pink on their head. Am I talking to somebody? That means what you are telling God, the color that you gave to me is rubbish. Let me change it. In the name of what?
Passion.
Beauty. Of passion. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's God that created you. God said in Exodus, I'll give you necklace. Amen. Watch your neck, you have some things that God has given to you. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? He has given you
eyelash.
And you go and bring the big one. Am I talking to somebody? And put in that big one, say, God, the one that you gave to me is not enough for me. I want big one. If I do something like this, you're wrong. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. That's what it means. God knew all these things. He knew that all these things would be, that women would do all these things. That's why he put it. And that's the sign of end time. If our mother did this, when they marry our mother, did they put those things? Amen? When you know your mother, when you begin to grow, did he carry what you do? I put for you. Am I communicating?
Yes.
So that's what you now say. I say, what I'm doing, this is end time. I'm seeing the end time. Praise the Lord. This is the sign of end time. Since I come out, I didn't see my mother for one day putting all those things. Now I put it, that means what Bible said is real. Amen?
Yes.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
Those things end in prayer.